Well, now to our story about a charity operating in parks across the country offering free health care to the pets of people who are homeless. While the charity is national, the volunteer vets are particularly busy in Hobart, where rental prices are rising rapidly and pet-friendly properties can be hard to find. Felicity Ogilvie has been finding out how the service works.
Good boy, Dex. Can you sit?
Oh, good boy.
You do paw?
In a Hobart park, Dexter, the Kelpie Cross Labrador, is having a free checkup.
Oh, thank you. Good boy.
Vet Gabby Lawson examines Dexter's heart and lungs before giving him a clean bill of health.
He was wormed last month, and I think we said he's due for his vaccination next month.
For owner Beck Earth, Dexter is more than just a dog.
Oh, he's like my son. I can't have children of my own, so just having Dexter is just so beautiful. Like, we've got such a beautiful bond.
The dog means so much to Beck Earth that she refused to give him up when faced with eviction from her rental for having a pet.
I was going through such a hard time in my life where people just weren't being friendly to me, and I just thought, you know, having this little man by my side meant more than having a home, because eventually I would get a home.
Almost an hour's drive south of Hobart in the Huon Valley, an animal sanctuary is being overwhelmed with the number of people wanting to surrender their pets because of rental restrictions. The founder and manager of the Brightside Sanctuary, Emma Haswell, is getting calls every week from people who can't find pet-friendly houses.
It's really horrendous. You never forget having people here. I've had a few women recently, and they just... It's really awful to see people go through so much distress and sadness as they surrender their best friend.
Back in Hobart, those who choose their pets over a home are attending the free mobile vet service. The Pets in the Park charity started in Sydney a decade ago and now provides free monthly clinics in most states across the country. Volunteers such as vet Gabby Lawson run the Hobart Clinic, which has now seen more than 180 cats and dogs since it opened last year.
We can really see that we are actually making a difference, and without us, the animals just wouldn't get the care that they needed.
Beck Earth says the mobile vet clinic has given her much more than free healthcare for her dog.
Pets in the Park helped me, just making me learn to lose my anxiety to be able to deal with Dexter. And then Dexter brought me out of my shell to be able to get a job.
Beck Earth is now living in social housing where her dog is welcome.
It's just really beautiful to see how far he's come and how far we've actually both come as a team. Hey, baby.
Beck Earth and her dog Dexter, that report from Felicity Ogilvie.